So I think there's nothing particularly new in these reports, but what we've had over the past year and a half was an expose of really poor performance at RTE, wanton, wasteful money of taxpayers, of licence payers' money. And really what these reports were set in train to do was to understand how could all this have happened in plain daylight? What was the role of senior managers? How did they allow this to happen? What was the role of the board that's appointed by the government? What oversight did it have? How did it allow this kind of behaviour to continue? And then there was issues around the culture that went on in RTE and the payment of structures. Like in most big organisations, there are pay grades and pay scales. And you know from the start what your likely increases will be when you're with the company for a period of time and when you get promotion through the ranks. But it seems that RTE had side deals, car allowances for people who couldn't even drive a car, didn't have a driver's license. So there was this kind of wanton waste where there were deals being done on the side that didn't have any proper structure or visibility to it. So these reports were sort of looking into, well, how could that have happened with all the structures supposedly in place? And what now needs to happen to ensure that it never happens again? So it really is about ensuring that as the government moves forward to fund public service journalism, public service broadcasting, that the public have confidence that monies that they pay either through their hard-earned taxes or through their payment of a license fee, that there is value for money and that there no longer will be this wasteful approach by staff and management at the organisation, that there will be checks and balances in place, there will be transparency and visibility. And these reports come forward, as you said, with 116 recommendations. There's a small number, I think, seven or eight, that the government have to implement, which they've committed to doing in principle. And it's now over to RTE over the next 6 to 8 weeks to put a management plan in place, an organisational plan in place, and an action plan in place that sees these recommendations implemented over time.
Now, we talk about trying to prevent a future waste of money, but to date, these reports have cost the departments around €574,000, and that's expected to rise to €1 million after the submission of outstanding invoices. And I mean, we're still having conversations about will we pay for the TV licence through revenue collection or the Exchequer, and debating a hybrid funding model. And their conversations we were having back when the RTE scandal broke were no closer to any solutions, seemingly. Were these reports worth it?
I think they were, because it's one thing identifying a scandal when it comes out, but it's another thing to go back in great detail and figure out how did all the people, or how did all the elements within RTE, particularly the board, which is appointed by the government to have oversight of the way the company is run, how did they fail to see all of this? What had broken down within the organisation? So in other words, what new structures have to be put in place? What new procedures have to be put in place? What new checks and balances have to be put in place to ensure that no future director general can ever make decisions in isolation, can ever make decisions without the board knowing about it or giving board approval, that nobody can have an idea to go off on a kind of a sideline and start developing a new series or a new something like the musical or whatever that's going to cost the taxpayer a lot of money. And ultimately hasn't had the kind of risk analysis that you'd want. So it is one thing to identify and see the scandals. It's another thing to go underneath the hood and say, how do we ensure that this never happens again? And that's why, in my view, it's expensive, but it's money well spent. So long now as all concerned follow the recommendations that are put in place. And the government is going to have to keep the feet of RTE senior management to the fire on this. The Oireachtas Committee will have to do the same thing. To make sure that the appropriate oversight is in place and that we never see a scandal like this, which is damaging for public service broadcasting, which is damaging for public service media, and is really annoying and, I mean, erodes confidence in what is the national broadcaster.